K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-8-D-A-C. Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
N-A-E-R-L mobile.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
K-C-8-Y-V-F mobile.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Yeah, this is N8ERL mobile. Is there anyone on the frequency who can give me a short radio check? Over.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
N8ERL mobile. Anyone on the frequency who can give me a short radio check? Yeah, someone trying to call. You're bringing up the repeater, but no audio. N8ERL. N8ERL mobile.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
K-A-D-O mobile, monitoring 2-4.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Now this is N8ERL, the Michigan Sunday Night Net will be starting up shortly. Is there anyone who'd like to join the pre-net list? Please call.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw. Welcome Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Is there anyone who'd like to join the pre-net group for tonight's group? Yeah, this is NEDRL, one last call for pre-net check-ins. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is David, my call sign is NADRL, and I'm located in Saginaw County. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.24 MHz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at KDAC/R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcement from the net. We had no pre-net check-ins, so at this time I will take check-ins from any stations that are on short time, mobile, or in and out. At this time I will take check-ins from any Echolink stations. At this time, I will take regular check-ins. Please call.
This is Kilo Charlie, Victor Oscar Alpha, Rick, Saginaw. No traffic.
KC8YVF, no traffic.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, Dave in Bay County, no traffic.
KDHMMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
KDH2AZ, Mini, Burke, no traffic.
KF8BLX, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-Ray, Rick from New Lothrop, no traffic.
Okay, so far we have KC8BOA Rick, KC8YVF Ron, K8PCQ Dave, KD8MMH Mike, KD8PAZ Mini, and KF8VLX Rick. Anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net?
November 8, Kilo, Papa, Romeo, Bob, and Frank move. Good evening.
Hey, we picked up Bob. All right, let's go to the top of the list. I have a couple of things to bring up. I guess let me say a couple of things before we get started. I was able to get a table at the Ogama Aeronautic Amateur Radio Society Slop and Shop this last Sunday. It was their first one. They did a very nice job. It was pretty much fun. Nobody was looking for the stuff that I was selling, which was unfortunate, but I think I did make enough to pay for my gas and maybe my lunch. Mike was up there with Tom and enjoyed visiting with them. I also met some new people and ran into some old Saginaw people and had a lot of fun reminiscing with that. They had a lot of equipment there. And if I was looking for stuff, I would have came home with some nice equipment, but I'm in the sell mode, not the buy mode. And I'd just like to bring one thing up for comments. N3FJP Scott sent out an email regarding their new Meshtastic network program. I think they call it MeshSense. So I wondered if anybody got that email and might have some comments on that. All right, let's go to the top of the list. Rick, pick it up with Ron on deck.
Well, good evening, Dave, and everybody on the net. I did see Scott's email. I did not have time to dig into it and get into that at the time I was looking at it. So I'm going to have to get back into it here just a little bit later. I might have a little more time here. I've been spending most of my time working on deoxidizing a travel trailer. And just down to seeing the light at the end of the tunnel right now. And got some other things to clean up, some more caulking to do on it and stuff like that. So that's been keeping me busy. Been occupying most of my time and any free cash I have. So with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Control. TCABOA over to N8ERL.
Okay, Rick. Well, you've been been busy all summer, and I'm not sure you might mention next time around if this is the original one that you and your wife bought here just a couple of months ago that you've been working on, and be interested in hearing more about how that's going. Ron, you're up, KC at YVF, with PCQ Dave up next. Go ahead, Ron.
Thank you, Dave. This is KC8YVF. If either you or Rick would forward me that email, I probably got it, but it probably got deleted with all the other crap that I get. Usually I just kind of read the title and not the body of a lot of these emails. If it's not something that I recognize, it normally goes right to the delete folder. So if one of you guys can forward that, I'll take a look at it then. Me busy yesterday. Did some chores and things around the house. Still doing some 3D printing stuff. My kind of project off the floor project, which is still continuing parts of that, building a new workbench to put the printer on. I have had just a little computer printer stand that was only big enough basically to put the printer on, not much else. And it wiggles and wobbles, and it wasn't really designed for that. So I'm putting together another table, basically, to hold that better. And been printing some things to go on that. I've printed some pull-out drawers and some cabinets and things in order to store some things for the printer and that. So that's what I've kind of been working on as a side project in between whatever I can do. Finally got, over the couple of days ago, from District, the playbook basically for the SCT, which will come on October 12th. So look forward to that. I got to put that together. But before I do that, coming up this weekend, we do have the club auction. After that, I'm doing a project build. So I got to, the next thing I put my attention toward the project build, I haven't looked at it in a while. I built this, my unit, 6 months plus ago. So I got to go back and take a look and make sure I kind of put all of the things, parts together in the kit, make sure I really have everything. As far as I know, I do for everybody. And I think I can do up to like 10 kits with that. So that's the next thing. And then I got to work on the SET. So coming up on September 26th, let me break. So the 26th, just about a week and a half here, is the next Aries training. So I got to put that together in between as well to figure out what we're going to do for a county exercise to kind of go along with this. The SAT from the state basically kind of goes along with what they've done in the last several years. They leave it up, they give you the scenario, work with county emergency managers. So I've got to send this to Mark and see what input he might have in this situation. I got to get a hold of Chris at 911, and I want to reserve the room, conference room at 911 for the 26th to do our training there. That way we can go over to the radio room and make sure everything's operational so we can get anything fixed prior to that. I know we still have two antennas to fix there, so it might be the weekend of the 28th, 29th to get up to get a couple of people up to 911 to get the tri-band antenna back up and fix the HF antenna. So that has to be done before the SET, so running out of time. So lots and lots and lots of projects. Unfortunately, not a lot of extra time to get a lot of these things done. So trying to squeeze in what I can do here and there. That's what I got for this go-around, Dave. Thanks for doing that, KC8YVF.
I am looking forward to the project night round. That's going to be a pretty interesting thing to do, so count me in for that. And I was daydreaming there for just a second. Well, I wasn't daydreaming. I was forwarding that email to you, so it should be in your box pretty quick. If you could mention next time around, I think you said the project was maybe going to be after the auction, so I'm not sure. Yeah, the auction's coming up, but I'm trying to gather up good stuff. Well, at least stuff anyway, to donate for the auction. And so we'll see how that goes. TCQ, Dave, you are up with Mike MMH to follow. Good evening, Dave.
NADRL in the group, KE8PCQ here. First up, I'm reading the email as we speak. I've already got it programmed in my computer, Mesh Sense, and looking forward to getting the two other radios, which are sitting in a box, with the cases, which should be here tomorrow. A little tough for me right now because it looks like I'm the only one in Bay County that has a Meshtastic radio, but that's the way it goes. Hold on a second. I plan on being at the auction, and I would be interested in the project too, so put me down for that, and we'll take care of that next round. KE8PCQ, back to Matt.
Okay, Dave, very good. I guess for that to really work, well, I don't know. I'm not even going to speculate on mesh passing because I literally know nothing about it. I'm just trying to pick up a few things from you guys. Okay, before we get to Mike, let's make a call. This is NADRL. We are in the middle of our Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. Anyone who would like to join us, please call.
Whiskey, Delta Whiskey, Dave, Saginaw County.
Okay, Dave, have you on the list. Let's go up to Mike, 88MMH, and Minnie, you'll be on standby. Good evening, Mike.
Okay, NADRO, this is 88MMH. Good evening, Dave. Good evening, everyone on the net this evening. Yep, like Dave said, I went up yesterday to the Ogumaw swap meet. Had a good time up there. Beautiful weather. Beautiful country up there also. Took a couple of the radios that we got donated there back in May from the estate, hoping to get rid of at least one of them, but didn't, like Dave was saying, didn't have too much luck on the selling. Did manage to sell one of the little unit of scanners that I picked up somewhere and didn't need, so I got rid of that and did pretty good on that. I also did pretty good one of their door prize drawings. I won a $50 ARRL gift certificate, so that kind of paid for itself for the trip up there. Anyway, had a good time, and like I said, beautiful weather, and stopped with Tom on the way back at Turkey Roost and had lunch at the Turkey Roost. So other than that, that's all I've got for this go-around day. Thanks for doing the net tonight. KD8MMH, back to net control.
Yeah, fine business on everything, Mike. Well, I think you had a couple guys that were kind of leaning towards the Kenwood, but evidently they leaned but didn't fall for it. But, well, as they say, maybe next time. But I enjoyed the swap. I enjoyed the drive. It was a little foggy going up. Quick question, Mike. When you and Tom started home, did you notice what was going on the northbound I-75, just at the entrance to southbound, over?
Yes, Dave, I did. Looked in the rearview mirror. Obviously, they had 75 northbound closed down at the West Branch exit. They were diverting everyone. I don't know what the detour would have been, but a number of police cars, sheriff, state police, I'm guessing at least half a dozen police cars, and it looked like either Army or National Guard was on the move this weekend also, and from what I could see, it looked like maybe one of the container boxes off of maybe one of the Army vehicles maybe fell off and was blocking the road. That's all I could gather from the quick glance that I caught in the rearview mirror of what was going on. But there, like I said, there were a number of police cars and a number of Army vehicles there also. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, Mike, I was just curious. I saw it, and I saw a lot of red lights, but I couldn't tell what was going on. I checked the news when I got home, but didn't find anything there. Okay, Benny, you are up next, KDATAZ, with, let's see, Rick, to follow. Go ahead, Benny.
Kate.
Well, good evening, NADLL. This is KDATAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. I hope everybody had a good week. I didn't do much. Did go to breakfast on Friday morning, met with some friends there, but other than that, haven't been doing too much. So, sitting here watching TV, that's about it. And I like this nice weather anyway, so it's hopefully it stays this way for a little while. Anyway, this is KDATAZ back to NADLL.
Yeah, great weather, Manny. This is pretty interesting for the middle of September. The number, you can expect, I guess, a day or two of a warm day in September, but to have this length that we're having is pretty amazing. I guess we're in for another hot one tomorrow. Okay, Rick, KF8BLX, you are up with Bob to follow. Go ahead, Rick. KF8BLX, are you there, Rick? Okay, we'll give Rick another call. Bob, N8KPR, you are up with DW to follow. Go ahead, Bob.
Good evening, Dave. Everybody else on the net. I almost went to that swap up there. I was at my place up in Lufkin at the campground there, and I was talking to some of the guys on the West Branch repeater there on Friday night, and they were getting ready to go up there the next day, and I gave it some thought, but I was like, okay, I got up there Friday night, and I had to leave this afternoon. In fact, I just got home, I literally got home, put some stuff away, come down in the shack, turned it on the radio, and it was like 2 minutes after 7, and I was, oh, yeah, but not. So I just got here, but I didn't make it. Too little time and too much to do. I don't know the next time. Well, I won't be up there next weekend, but I'll be up there the weekend after that. And I'll probably have to close it because I'm going camping in another campground the week after that. And then the week after that, I'm going to St. Louis, Missouri, so that'll be another week there, and so that'll take me towards the end of October, and we all know October is unpredictable. It could be cold, could be warm, who knows, but so I may have to close it. Don't want to, but it's just the end of the season. So, I didn't get a chance to talk to any guys up there what they bought, but maybe the next time they get hold of them. Back to Net Control, this is NAKPR.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, it would have been. I think you would have enjoyed it. It was just kind of a neat thing, and some really nice equipment, as I mentioned before, some estate sales. If I would have been looking instead of trying to sell, I'm sure I would have came home with some good stuff. Okay, Dave, you are up next if we're at the bottom of the list, W8DW. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Dave. NAGRLWADW. Not a whole lot for you. We just we spent 2 days up at Roger City. Went up there Thursday, came back today. We're going to see. Wanted to stay another night, another couple nights, but Mary had a doctor's appointment in the morning tomorrow, so we come back for that. And it was nice up there. We had a pretty good time, as you know. And well, it's funny. It was a lot cooler. We get down here, and it's in the 90s. It was like mid 70s up there, so it was really, really, really nice. One of the bad things though is we used our internet to get the our TV service for the Roku, and internet service up there. We've been up there before and not had a problem. Actually, one of the hams from the Grand Rapids area was up there a couple years ago, and his wife was actually working from there while he was all playing, and she was using the internet. We could not get the internet from the campground at all. Had to go right into Roger City to do it. And I had a couple ideas that I hadn't taken what I needed. I got a 30-foot mast. I was going to put the hotspot up on the 30-foot mast, but did not put it in the vehicle. We got a little internet service and sometimes not. So they're having a problem up there, I guess. I went and stopped by Mike WB8TQZ's QTH up there and said hi to him. Anyway, we had a good time. Anyway, Dave, this is going to be my one and done, and we'll catch you guys down at law probably tomorrow on Monday, 73 to all. Thanks for doing it, Dave. NADRLWADW.
Okay, Dave, I'll find business. When you don't have that darn internet, that's always it can be a pain, that's for sure. I've been tempted to look into Starlink, but I'm not sure, just it's kind of a backup, but I don't know anything about it yet, but I kind of like to learn something about that. All right, the bottom of the list here, is there anyone else who'd like to jump in for tonight's Mid-Michigan Net? Please call. Okay, I just got a couple of more comments. Dave was talking about the internet. We had to get our cable replaced from Spectrum. We're all of a sudden, the last few weeks, having intermittent internet shortages. And boy, we hit having kind of a tough time. A couple of our TV stations were not Spectrum stations; were just kind of blanking in and out. So we had to get a new cable ran from the outside box to the house. They did pretty efficient. They did pretty good. I have to check the sprinkler system to make sure they didn't gouge that. But so that'll be one of tomorrow's projects, I guess. And I guess one more thing, I was talking to Brad, and I can't think of his call. He's been on our net a couple of times, and he brought up, was talking about a Radio Shack HTX 202 handy talkie. And I got to thinking that I had thought I had seen some parts around, and lo and behold, I found a whole radio, and I'm not sure where it came from. It was in a box that I probably hadn't looked at for years. So I resurrected the thing and got it working. And it seems to be working nice. In my little hybrid, I don't really have a spot for a mobile rig. And I've been trying to find a good HT that I could kind of stick on a coffee cup mount. Wasn't having much luck, but it looks like this little Radio Shack's going to work pretty well. So that was interesting. All right, let's go back up to the top of the list. KC8BOA with Ron DePaulo. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, thank you, Dave. Yeah, radio-wise, I haven't been doing a lot. I did get a new Meshtastic Station G2. I have not even had time to play with that. Weather-wise, looks like we're going to have dry weather until about a week from Tuesday. And then the temperature should be dropping, as well as getting a chance of some moisture. I've got to get my truck ready for winter, too, as well, which means getting it polished and getting protection on it for the paint. The paint doesn't have much protection on it at all right now, so that is a must, getting that taken care of. So my focus is about ready to change and jump on the truck and get that done. I'd have a ceramic coating to put on it. Never done ceramic, be my first time. And with that, 73 everybody, KC8BOA.
Okay, Rick. Fine business on getting the truck ready. I'd be interested to hear how that ceramic coating goes on. Last car I bought, the hybrid, it came with a ceramic coating, and I'm pretty impressed with it. Ron, you're up next with Dave to follow, KC8YVF.
Good evening again, Dave. Well, my week is going to be kind of tied up. My wife goes in Tuesday for knee replacement surgery on her right knee. So I'm into work tomorrow. I have Tuesday and Wednesday off to see how things go from there. And then plan to be back to work Thursday and Friday. So I have a little time off. Really nothing tomorrow. I'll be helping her on Tuesday, helping her all the time, and we still don't know when her surgery is at the moment. Got to play by ear. They haven't called us yet of the time. So that's kind of my week coming up here. Like I said, I got to get things prepared for Saturday. Like I said, I have 10 kits that we can build. Rick printed off 10 project boxes for that, so if we get more than 10 people, you'll have to just take the directions and see about doing them yourselves. I can give you the parts. I have enough parts minus the boxes, so that will be that. But we'll see what we get from there, but I think we got 10 project boxes, containers to do it, and I'm not sure. I will send out an email, anybody that wants to do it. If you have some panel mount SO239s, I don't know if I have enough of those, because you need two of them, two panel mount SO239s to screw into the project boxes. I have enough resistors, LEDs, LED holders, and I think I've got 10 AA battery holders as well. You got to have two AA battery holder to go in the box as well. So I got to take an inventory tonight or tomorrow, see exactly what I have, make sure that we can do all 10. But I will send out an email at least to the club and for Dave PCQ. Like I said, if you have any SO239s panel mount, not through the wall type of things or couplers, that's what you would need. If you got those, bring those, because I'm not sure if I have enough or not. This is KC8YVF back to net.
Okay, Ron. Seems like I have some of those. I'll have to check in my connector box and see what I can come up with on that. And hopefully I'll be able to do that Saturday. Saturdays have been pretty tough family-wise lately with hockey games and other things going on. But I'm really going to try to make that, because that's going to be just interesting. Okay, Dave, you're up next. Before we get to Mike, we'll do a standby. KE8PCQ to take it with Mike on standby after we make a call. Go ahead, Dave.
NADRL in the group. Ron, I think I have one. I'll go out in the garage and sift through the electrical direct. It seems to me I had to order two at a time for that. Well, this afternoon I fired up the Traeger, and we had corn and squash and chicken leg quarters smoked, and I put the QRP radio out, and and sat on the back deck and played with that a little while, and the bands were not real good. Made a couple contacts only in about an hour and a half, and I couldn't take the heat anymore. So, with that said, hopefully everybody has a good week. Stay safe. And KE8PCQ 73.
Dave, I have this vision of you, the country gentleman, on one side working on the grill, on the other side with a mic in your hand working the radio. I kind of envy you that you have that set up like that. Mike, you're up next, KD8MMH. Let's make a quick standby before we get to Mike. Is there anyone listening who'd like to join tonight's Mid-Michigan Net? Please call.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Hey, this is NADRL. Mike, you're up. KD8MMH with many to follow. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, NADRL, this is KD8MMH. Well, thanks again, Dave. Not sure if Dave WADW is still out here listening or not with the internet issues, and you had questions on the Starlink, too, so maybe of interest to you and some other people out there. Our last club meeting, we did the presentation on old vintage equipment, and that went over very well. The presentation for the October club meeting will be new and interesting technologies. So I am planning on bringing my Starlink setup to demonstrate that and do a little bit of explanation on how the Starlink system works as far as the low Earth orbit satellites and what have you. Different plans that are out there, they just raised the plan I'm on $15 a month. But anyway, when we were up yesterday up at the West Branch, it wasn't really West Branch, it was actually closer to St. Helen, that area there was very poor for cell service and also internet. So I was lucky I did manage to get a call into to Dave WADW. Someone had a question on the Kenwood radio there, so I was lucky I was able to get enough signal to get a call through to Dave. But yeah, when you're in an area like that, if I go up to the West Branch swap next year, I'm planning on taking the Starlink up to that, so at least we'll have some internet access up at that location. So that's all I've got, Dave. Appreciate you doing the net tonight. KD8MMH, back to net control.
Well, thank you, Mike. Yeah, that will be interesting to hear about that. The Starlink, it's amazing. The technology that's coming up now is just amazing to me, especially with the artificial intelligence and some of the things they're coming up with. I can't imagine what 10 years is going to be like. Many of you are up next, and we'll see if Rick is back with us, but many KD8PAZ, followed by Rick, if Rick is there. Go ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening again there, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. Had a good net tonight. A lot of interesting things going on with everybody, so hope everybody has a good week and talk to some of you tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ, back to NADRL.
Yeah, okay, Manny. Good. Always good talking to you, and talking to you made me think of the gardens. We're still getting a couple, every day we can usually have some beans or some cucumbers, but it's starting to fade fast. Bob, NAK, oh, I'm sorry, we got to go back and see if Rick is here. KF8, BLX. Rick, are you back with us? All right, well, let's jump to Bob, NAKPR. That'll put us at the bottom of the list because Dave was one and done. Go ahead, Bob.
This is NAKPR.
Yeah, a lot of folks at our campground have that Starlink system. And I have it's called a Jetpack by Verizon. It seems to work okay for a hotspot. It works better than a phone. My phone does. So I get that off my phone. So, but when it gets busy up there during the summer, let's say a holiday weekend or something, I don't think the towers can handle it. And we used to get a decent signal there, but somebody said something about an eagle build a nest on top of the tower, and so they had to shut it down and they can't remove the nest, something to that effect. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what I heard. And also, Dave, maybe you could, I couldn't quite tell what Mike said of what the cost was. I think he said it sounded like $15 a month, but I know you have to buy the equipment, outright, which is $400 or $500, but seems like I heard it was $150 a month, but it sounded like Mike said $15. Maybe you can clarify that for me, or Mike can. But thanks for doing the net. Everybody have a great week, and I'll be out here tomorrow night for the Nets. Thanks to Net Control. This is NAPPR. Thanks, good day.
Okay, Bob. Yeah, I think Mike mentioned that his went up $15, I assume, a month. So let me, Mike, are you still there? Can you verify that, KD8MMH from NADRL?
Yes, Dave. Here a few months ago, I'm not sure if they're still on sale, but Best Buy and Home Depot actually had the newest version dish on sale for $299. I picked mine up at Home Depot. If you're a veteran, you even get another 10% off on top of that. So I'm not sure if that sale is still on, but the equipment now is $299 for the roaming service, which is use it pretty much anywhere, camping, what have you. That was $150 a month for unlimited data, and it now went up to $165 a month. But they added a couple extra features with it. Now you can also do in-motion satellite with
Repeater
it. And, I think they made it also available where you're not just tied to the U.S. You can roam multiple countries with it also. So they added a couple features for that extra $15 a month. And you can also pause it, turn the service off when you don't need it. Obviously, in Michigan, you're not camping, November through probably March. Can pause it for those months and then pick it up again in the summer, so you're not paying that every month. Back to you, Dave. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike, for the information. Well, I'm paying, I think, $80 just for internet through Spectrum. So if I was traveling a lot, I think I would just keep it all the time. But anyway, okay, we're down at the end of the list. And Mike, again, thanks for the information. Bob, let me check with you. And KPR, does that answer your questions? Over.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Dave. Y'all have a great night. I'm back to Control. This is NAKPR.
Roger that, Bob. This is NADRL. We're at the bottom of our list. Is there anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's Mid-Michigan Net? All right, I think that wraps things up. Does anyone have any comments or anything they'd like to throw out before we leave?
AC8YVF.
Go ahead, Ron.
I just checked the park inventory for the project build. I have 12 or 10 project pairs for the cases, so we can put 10 together. I have plenty of resistors, LEDs, LED holders. I have 12 AA battery connectors, so we're good there. I only have 7 pairs of panel mount SO239, so I don't have enough on hand to build all 10 kits. So, like you said, if anyone plans to be there and build one of the kits, if you have any panel mount SO239s that you can donate to the project,
I purchased all of the rest of the supplies. Rick, VOA, printed all of the cases. So if you have any panel mount SO239s, bring them along, because like I said, I just looked. I had bought some specifically for this, and then I just pulled two more sets out of my supply of my parts bin to add to that as well. So that's the only thing there. Thanks, Dave, KC8YVF.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you ahead of time for creating this project night. As the winter comes in, maybe we can have more project nights for the club. That would be most excellent. All right, we're down at the, coming towards the end here. Tonight, including myself, we had a total of 9 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's Net. This is David in ADRL. Net is closed at 7:41 p.m. and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use. Everybody have a great week. So long, gang.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Justine, K0KRG.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.